From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, saying he lacks the courage to seek peace with Israel. That story now from VOA's Margaret Bashir at the UN.
Ambassador Haley's remarks at a regular Security Council meeting on the Israeli-Palestinian situation focused on the Palestinian leader. President Abbas has rejected the Trump administration's December 6th decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy there. He canceled a meeting this month with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who was in the region, and has said the U.S. can no longer be an acceptable mediator in the peace process. Haley said the United States would not chase after a Palestinian leadership lacking what is necessary to achieve peace. She added that the United States remains fully prepared and eager to pursue a peace deal. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Meantime, at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume. White House has released details of a compromise framework on immigration for lawmakers to accept or reject. Immigration was a key issue among lawmakers, which resulted in last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. government. U.S. has issued sanctions on six Taliban and Haqqani Network militants as it demands more help from Pakistan to disrupt terrorist financing. The six include a former high-ranking official of Afghanistan's former Taliban government. All six have been involved in attacks on U.S.-led coalition forces smuggling and financing terrorists. This is VOA News.